Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a city where the very walls and roads can help clean the air you breathe. That's exactly what's being attempted in Delhi, as the government of NCT of Delhi partners with the Indian Institute of Technology Madras to fight air pollution using photocatalytic smog-eating coatings. What makes this significant is that these coatings can chemically break down air pollutants using sunlight. But why does this matter? It matters because Delhi consistently ranks among the world's most polluted cities, with an annual average PM2.5 level of around 100 to 120 micrograms per cubic meter, which is 20 to 24 times the World Health Organization's guideline of 5 micrograms per cubic meter. Now, let us understand what photocatalysis is. Photocatalysis is a chemical process in which a catalyst, typically titanium dioxide or TO2, accelerates a chemical reaction when exposed to light energy, usually ultraviolet radiation from sunlight. When TO2 is exposed to sunlight, UV photons excite electrons in TO2, creating electron hole pairs. These reactive species interact with water and oxygen in the air, generating hydroxyl radicals and superoxide anions. These radicals then oxidize harmful pollutants, primarily nitrogen dioxide and volatile organic compounds, converting them into harmless nitrates, water, and carbon dioxide. The Delhi IIT Madras project is titled Comprehensive Study on the Effectiveness of Photocatalytic Smog-Eating Surfaces, specifically utilizing titanium dioxide or similar safe photocatalysts for abatement of air pollution in Delhi. The study will evaluate multiple integration methods, including mixing photocatalytic material into concrete and asphalt, surface coatings on infrastructure, and innovative panels that can be mounted on rooftops or streetlight poles. First, the study will look at mixing TO2 into concrete and asphalt, allowing for the creation of road surfaces that can break down pollutants. What makes this significant is that this method can be used during the construction of new roads, providing a proactive approach to pollution reduction. Building on this, the study will also examine surface coatings on existing infrastructure, such as roads, walls, and barriers, which can be applied using a spray-on or paint-on method. Crucially, the study will also explore the use of innovative panels that can be mounted on rooftops or streetlight poles, similar to solar panels but designed specifically for pollutant removal. It is worth pausing here to note that these panels can be a game-changer in urban areas where space is limited and traditional pollution-reducing methods may not be feasible. Now, let us turn to the global context. Photocatalytic technology has been piloted in several cities worldwide, demonstrating its potential as a tool in the fight against air pollution. But why is Delhi's air pollution challenge so significant? Delhi's air pollution is a major concern, with the city's annual average PM2.5 level being 20 to 24 times the World Health Organization's guideline. The major sources of pollution in Delhi are vehicular emissions, dust, industry, and crop burning, which have a significant impact on the health of the city's residents, with an estimated 10,000 to 12,000 premature deaths annually due to air pollution. With that background in place, let us look at the existing anti-pollution measures in Delhi. While there are several initiatives in place, photocatalytic coatings offer a promising new approach. However, it is worth noting that photocatalytic coatings face several challenges, including reduced effectiveness during overcast days and winter months, surface fouling, and the potential for nitrates to enter stormwater systems. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The study duration is 6 months, and it will be conducted in 2 phases, lab trials at IIT Madras's smog chamber and field trials in Delhi's high-traffic areas. The applications being tested include road surfaces, infrastructure coatings, and rooftop and streetlight panels. Remember this number, the annual PM2.5 level in Delhi is around 100 to 120 micrograms per cubic meter, which is significantly higher than the World Health Organization's guideline of 5 micrograms per cubic meter. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims preparation, as you should be familiar with the Theo2Photocatalysis mechanism, the National Clean Air Program target, the Commission for Air Quality Management Act 2021, and the Graded Response Action Plan stages. For your mains preparation, this topic falls under GS3, where you can expect questions on innovative science and technology solutions for environmental challenges, Delhi's air pollution, and the role of public-private academia partnerships in pollution mitigation. The National Clean Air Program, launched in January 2019, aims to reduce PM concentration by 40% by 2025-26, with the base year being 2017. The program covers 131 non-attainment cities and is implemented by the Central Pollution Control Board and State Pollution Control Boards. The Commission for Air Quality Management, established under the CAQ Act 2021, is a statutory body that has jurisdiction over Delhi NCR and adjoining areas, replacing the Environment Pollution Prevention and Control Authority. Note this carefully, the World Health Organization estimates that 4.2 million premature deaths occur globally due to outdoor air pollution annually. India's National Ambient Air Quality Standards specify an annual limit of 40 micrograms per cubic meter for PM2.5. IIT Madras, established in 1959, is one of the top three engineering institutes in India. In conclusion, the partnership between the government of NCT of Delhi and IIT Madras to develop photocatalytic smog-eating coatings is a significant step in the fight against air pollution. As you prepare for your UPSC exam, remember that innovative solutions like this can have a major impact on environmental challenges, and it is essential to stay informed about the latest developments in this field. The fight against air pollution is a critical one, and it requires a multifaceted approach that involves government, academia, and the private sector working together to create a cleaner, healthier environment for all.